It's been less than a week since a statewide stay-at-home order largely shut down Hawaii's economy in an effort to contain the coronavirus. The latest economic projections are out, and they aren't looking good. Economists across the country initially hoped for a steep but short-lived drop in economic activity, followed by a rapid return to normal once the pandemic subsided, a so-called V-shaped recovery. University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham told a state house committee that now appears unlikely.
We know Hawaii is already in a deep recession. That recession will surpass anything that we've seen in our lifetimes. But even as the health crisis wanes in Hawaii, even if it passes quickly, it's going to take an extended period of time for the recovery to previous economic levels. And the really disturbing part about all this is that no one can say with any real certainty about how long the recovery will take.
Bonham has said that how long it takes to contain the virus will largely determine the depth of the state's economic pain. The latest forecast is worse than even the most pessimistic estimates from a month ago. Visitor arrivals, the engine of Hawaii's economy, may decline this year by more than 40% compared to last year. Local unemployment could reach 14%. Higher than levels seen during the Great Recession. Tax revenue to the state government will drop between 10 and 25%. But there is a silver lining, as Bonham put it. The massive $2 trillion rescue package passed by the federal government will guarantee the wages of many workers who lose their jobs, so income levels are only expected to drop by around 5% by the end of the year. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.